Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From Freedom in the 50 States, announcing New Hampshire has once again taken the lead and is the number one most free place in the United States. Arguably the most free of the entire planet, although sadly there's not an actual study that's been done that says that. So we're just saying it.
Right. And even if, you know, we're still, that's really just saying that you have the most shiny turd.
This is true. Yeah, New Hampshire by no means is a truly free place, but it is, by comparison, not as bad as the rest of them. And it's going to get better, too, as more freedom-loving people come here. In fact, the metrics are already showing that New Hampshire is improving over the last 10 or 20 years. And it certainly doesn't hurt to have free staters, as they're called, liberty-loving activists who've been migrating here, as you and I did, Matt. You came from New York. I came up from Florida. And thousands of other people from, in fact, around the world. Have come here. Most of the thousands are from here in the U.S. But there's some people as far away as, like, Russia that have come here.
Yeah,
and
China.
Made a better life for themselves. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
the lady from China, Lily Tang, she's speaking this week, actually.
She speaks in a lot of places.
She does.
She's amazing.
Well, she lived, she's seen how bad it is. She's seen Maoism, actual Maoism.
And escaped it.
And that is... Wow.
And then came to the U.S. and managed to escape from Colorado, I think, most recently, to get to New Hampshire. Yep. We go to your calls and thoughts. Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey. How y'all doing today?
What's on your mind?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Well, good, good. Yeah, I wish to discuss the idiocy that went on in Scotland here a couple weeks ago.
What's going on in Scotland?
To the Climate Accord.
Okay.
And this all goes back to what they, you know, they used to call global warming, and before that they called it global cooling, and now they just call it climate change.
Yep, right.
Well, by God, climate always changes.
Yes, it does.
That's the nature of weather. But when I was a kid, they claimed that the pole was shifting at about 30 feet a year. And now that standard has gone up to 30 miles a year. So, and I remember some cat when I was a kid saying that by the time, I don't know, I'd had five generations run 2025 or whatever, or 2500, that Michigan would be much more like Florida.
Man, why can't that be happening right now? Because honestly, I'd really prefer some warmer weather up here.
I know, I bought all that land on top of that mountain hoping that I'd have beachfront property, and I'm just...
Well, it is happening, because right now we're the lakes aren't freezing up here. We're both north of the 45th parallel, right?
It's too early for the damn lakes to freeze, or at least around here. Maybe it's different there in Michigan, but, you know, everything's going to freeze here. It's just going to take until January, February, which is pretty typical. I don't know. I don't think I'd buy it.
We got the deepest lakes in all of the world. Right here in Michigan, we got one-third of the fresh water in the whole globe.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. But the whole point I'm getting at is that the globe is shifting, and the libtards are trying to use this as ammunition.
Well, that much is true. They definitely want to use quote-unquote climate change to create more taxes, to create more regulations, more control on business, as though any of these things are going to somehow affect the entire planet. And I think the hubris of that.
Yeah, and you know what the worst part about that really is that they have everything with them is fear-mongering.
Yes.
It's constant fear-mongering. And the thing that really sucks about that is maybe some of the stuff they're fear-mongering about is stuff that we should be afraid of. We just can't tell which things are things that we really need to be on the lookout for, because they do nothing but
fear-monger.
Cry that the sky is falling.
Yep, and thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. And but then again, that's the state kind of what it does, is it has to fear-monger, whether it be about climate change,
so-called scared people are easy to control.
Right, whether it's terrorism or COVID or, you know, you fill in the blank, drug dealers at one time, HIV. You know, they've always got to have some sort of boogeyman out
there. Gun nuts.
Sure, anything. Malicious, right?
Malicious,
They got to have a boogeyman out there, quote-unquote domestic terrorism.
That's right.
In order for them to justify their existence. And, of course, this was put so brilliantly in the movie V for Vendetta, about, I think it came out about 15 years ago now at this point, where the main baddie or one of the main bad guys in there, Sutler, I think was his character's name, is like, we need to remind them of why they need us.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's what this is
all about. Well, you said that really well.
Yeah,
great when you said that.
That's what this is all about. They want you to feel like they are necessary.
Mm-hmm.
That if it weren't for them, we would all be killing each other, which is ridiculous.
So strange.
You know,
that's such a backwards thought.
Right. Here in New Hampshire, the reason why things are peaceful isn't because there's a bunch of cops around, because there's not. Like in some towns in New Hampshire, there's no cop.
There are no cops.
They've actually fired them.
One that walked home from a town meeting where they dissolved the police department. He walked home in his underwear because he had to leave his uniform.
No, he didn't. No,
that's the way
false.
I like.
That's false.
I like to tell it that way though because it's hilarious.
It's actually false. It's funnier the way it's really happened though. He left his uniform behind in a tizzy.
So he was throwing a hissy fit.
Yeah, he was so mad he got fired or whatever. And
they dissolved his police department. Right. They weren't going to have police anymore, and he took off his gun and his badge and his uniform and left it on the floor,
walked home in the cold
in a snowstorm in his underwear.
Yeah, and I hope he moved the hell out and went to Massachusetts or something.
No kidding.
So, yeah, they want you to think that they're necessary. That's what it's all about, because if you believe in them, that's what they need. They need your belief. It's a religion. It's truly a religious belief to believe in the idea of the state. The state doesn't exist. Go ahead. Find me the state. And I don't mean the ground. I'm not talking about the land and the trees. That's not the state, okay?
No.
The state is a gang of people. And it's an idea. And they want you to be confused. Like, they purposefully try to confuse you with this terminology. Because to people, the word the state is a confusing term. Does it mean the organization of people that tickets you for parking too long? Or does it mean the beautiful mountains and the rivers?
Right.
And
are we talking geography here? Or are we talking like an institution?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about the institution. When we talk about the state, you know, when I talk about that we don't need the state, I don't mean we don't need land. I mean, we don't need this criminal enterprise of people trying to foist their belief systems on us through fear and violence.
That gang of criminals writ large, as Murray Rothbard called them.
Exactly right. So that's what we're trying to do here in New Hampshire, is get people who think like we do, who understand that the state is a criminal enterprise and it's a monopoly on violence and it needs to go away. We need to end it and look back someday and say, just like we do with chattel slavery, you know, we look back and say, how could people have done that to one another? How could humans have done slavery?
Yeah, and, you know, I think about it even in terms of, like, our friendly neighbor next door, Bob, he worked for the city government for who knows how long.
He does,
You know, and Bob's not a bad guy. Bob's a great guy.
He works in construction. His job would exist without the
His
city.
His job would totally exist without the state. Don't work for the state. And I feel bad. Like, in the future, if we get rid of the state, I would hate to have people thinking back about how bad that Bob guy was. He's really not a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy.
But he shouldn't work for the government. Do that job. That's a super in-demand job. There's always people looking for expertise on building and things, and he's got it. So sell that, Bob. Be a consultant. The real money's in consulting anyway.
Right. So that's what we want to do. We want to have people come to the same geographic area, and New Hampshire is that place. It was chosen for many reasons. There's actually a nice little guide called 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. We made it into a movie, and it's actually 7 years ago.
I cannot believe that movie's that old. I'm in that.
I think I am, too. And then that was actually based off of a text file, like an old text list. It's now a PDF file that was made back in 2002. 2002, I think it was. So almost 20 years ago, this document came out. But it's still relevant today. There's probably even more than 101 reasons today, given all the cool things that the Free Staters have done here and all the amazing success stories that we've had. And those are some of the reasons why New Hampshire is the freest place in the United States, according to freedominthe50states.org. There's more to this story, and I want to share it coming up here. Plus, your calls and thoughts are welcome. And if we get the chance, we'll give you some of the COVID news, which, you know, that's not good news. On the way here, but your calls coming first here. 603-283-6160. You can join us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we're raising funds for a charity that's new to me. And when I first heard about it, I was like, well, that's an interesting approach. So GiveDirectly is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients who are in need and use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. In the past decade, they've delivered $400 million plus to over a million people.
That sounds awesome.
And research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. In addition, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away to choose for them. Now, isn't that what you would prefer? If so, Free Talk Live is matching your donations to GiveDirectly, which is the first nonprofit, again, that allows you to give money to families in Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. Free Talk Live is matching the donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, head over to give.freetalklive.com and help these areas plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There might not be a better way to help families in Kenya. That's give.freetalklive.com. Ian and Matt here. We're talking about, thankfully, a place that is not having problems with poverty. New Hampshire actually fairly well off, fairly wealthy by comparison to the rest of the planet. And that's because of our level of freedom that we have here, which is also, well, arguably the best in the world. It's certainly the best in North America. It's certainly the best in the United States, and that's based on a couple of different studies that have come out within, I mean, they come out over the years, and New Hampshire tends to be number one. It's number one again as of the 2021 studies. Now, these studies do use numbers that are usually a year or two old because they got to, like, gather all the data.
Yeah, and, it takes a while.
You know, you got to calculate it all out. But the authors at the freedominthe50states.org study are saying that in the next, in the 2021, or this is the 2021 study, but so like within the next study or two, they expect New Hampshire is going to pull ahead even further into number one. Like, we're number one right now of all the 50 states. But they're expecting we're going to distance our lead. We're going to put some distance in between number one and number two, which is something that I think we both want to see happen, and the Free Staters are certainly working towards. And the more freedom lovers we get to move here and get active for liberty, the better off we're all going to
be. I'll tell you, there's something to not like about that. I hate it when people say, well, you haven't created my perfect libertarian utopia for me yet, so I'm not moving. Good. We don't want you.
You're not welcome.
Not welcome. Stay out. Just stay wherever you are. Stay right there. But if you want to come here and help us push forward and make this work better, stronger, faster every day, we can't get you fast enough. What can we do to help you get here?
So I just want to go through the rest of this little feature here that they wrote up over at freedominthe50states.org about New Hampshire and retaking the number one spot. And they've been kind of looking at some of the benefits of New Hampshire and some of the struggles, some of the difficulties. Like, we've seen lowering tax burdens, for instance, in New Hampshire. They actually cut out, like, they lowered this year, earlier this year. Now, this isn't actually factored into this one because it happened this year.
Right.
But this year they eliminated some business tax entirely, and they lowered the rooms and meals tax. So now it's less tax when you go out to eat. On the bill?
That's great.
It's not a lot, but they did it a little bit.
I've heard that there are some restaurants who haven't caught up with that new legislation. Yeah, they're still collecting. Somebody recently, I think one of the Free Staters basically went into a restaurant. It was a Greek restaurant, and the guy was like, no.
We need to update your systems.
We're collecting all of this tax, so that's the bill. Thank you.
New Hampshire has no state-level minimum wage. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. New Hampshire follows the federal government's minimum wage, which means that when New Hampshire secedes from the federal government, there will be no minimum wage. Health insurance mandates are low, but the state mandates direct access to specialists hobbling managed care. A telecommunications deregulation bill was passed in 2011 and 2012, but the state hasn't yet adopted statewide video franchising. I'm not sure what that is. The state is above average on occupational freedom solely because the health professions enjoy broad scope of practice. The extent of licensing grew significantly during the 2000s and continued in the past half decade, which is bad news.
That's got to go.
Insurance freedom is generally better than average, except for some rate classification prohibitions. The hospital certificate of need law was abolished in 2011 and 2012, but that only became effective in 2016. Now, do you know what one of those things is?
I don't know.
As I understand it, that is where a hospital has to essentially ask permission from the government to open up. They have to, like, attain this certificate that it's necessary.
Oh, certificate of need? Yeah. Like, there's a they can't put a hospital unless the population in the area demands it or something?
They just can't just open up a hospital.
I'm pretty sure the market can figure that
exactly. out. Exactly. So that was, they got rid of the certificate of need a decade ago, and it went into effect in 2016. So it's only been 5 years since that happened. Household goods movers are still licensed. There are no price gouging or sales below cost laws, so that's good news. New Hampshire is one of the least croniest of all the states. The state's civil liability system is far above the national average, and punitive damages were abolished long ago. New Hampshire is quite personally free. Incarceration rates are low, but rose significantly around 2011, only to get better again in the last few years. Drug arrest rates are also low, but had moved up from 2011 to 2016 before falling again. Non-drug victimless crime arrests are down substantially after being only about average for years. The state enacted a significant asset forfeiture reform in 2016 and is among the top states. Tobacco freedom is below average, unfortunately, and taxes are fairly high on tobacco, and smoking bans are extensive. The state now has a limited anti-vaping law. Educational freedom is extensive in the Granite State. A liberal tax credit scholarship was enacted in 2012 and a local option voucher law in 2018, raising the state significantly above average on educational freedom, even though compulsory schooling lasts 12 years and private schools require state approval. A 2021 expanded educational savings account, which we talked about earlier in the show tonight, will help the state, improving its ranking in this category. So the 2021 educational savings account did not factor into this year's ratings. That's going to be coming in either next year or the year after that. So we're going to solidify our educational freedom. And I don't know if they mention it in here, but in the interview I heard this week on Free State Live on Monday night, there was the lady that they were speaking with talked about homeschooling and how easy it is here in New Hampshire and how accessible it is. And there's like barely any state regulations on homeschooling here.
What would it be like in the near future to have some dystopian nightmare going on everywhere else except New Hampshire and like Florida and Tennessee?
Oh, and Florida is going to be a dystopian nightmare.
Yeah.
The guy down there is a police status.
That is the drawback of that place. But as far as economic freedoms go, what will it be like to be able to look at other states looking at our states saying, why are they doing so well? Why are those states thriving? We're living in poverty here en masse. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have socialists running the show.
Well, we're going to run them the hell out. There are still some of them in the state government. They're in the minority at the moment, and hopefully we can solidify that against them coming up in the state elections in 2022. There's a little bit more here on this summary on why is New Hampshire the top state. It's not perfect. There's still a lot that needs to get worked on here.
Use your help.
And we can use your help. We need thousands more, honestly. A few thousand people has made a huge impact.
Imagine
here.
If we had another 5,000 people show up.
It'd be incredible. If we had 10,000 show up, we would have, I think arguably we may already have more activists than the Democrats and the Republicans do.
Mm-hmm.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president releasing the administration's COVID-19 winter strategy. Joe Biden saying the situation in the U.S. is greatly improved as compared to a year ago as he cites growing concerns about the new Omicron variant. He does warn things could take another turn for the worse this winter, but he is taking steps to try to reduce the risk.
And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and investing a lot more.
A bill to extend government funding is on its way to the U.S. Senate after some quick passage by the U.S. House, as the measure that was approved by a 221 to 212 vote pushes existing funding to mid-February. It's aimed at averting a government shutdown. Hulu is now pulling a documentary about the Astroworld tragedy after facing social media backlash. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. House committee that's looking into the January attack on the Capitol will increase public hearings in the coming year. Committee co-chair Liz Cheney telling a House panel that there will be a multiple number of weeks worth of hearings that will show, in her words, exactly what happened every minute of the day on that January day at the Capitol as well as at the White House. That Wyoming Republican Cheney was stripped of her House GOP leadership post over her frequent criticism of former President Trump. Stocks finishing on a positive note on Thursday, trading after two poor days in a row. It's been a crazy ride for Wall Street over the past few sessions, starting with more than a 900-point drop by the Dow on Black Friday amid concerns about that new variant of the coronavirus. But on Thursday, trading, the Dow rose 618 points, and the NASDAQ finished with a gain of 127. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Matt.
We're talking about the Freedom in the 50 States study. We've got to give you the bottom five and the top five. Haven't done that yet here from the latest edition that just came out December 1st. And it's published by the Cato Institute, their website, freedominthe50states.org. Very, very interesting, very interactive kind of site. And they break it down by category. So there's the overall rankings, which we'll give you here in just a moment. We're also sharing their summary of New Hampshire and why it's the number one most free state in overall out of all categories. Now, not in every category, so in some states it's lower than others, but you know the average came out that New Hampshire's number one overall. And it goes through some of the downs and some of the ups, because, again, there's still a lot that needs to change here in order for us to have a truly free place in which to live, not to speak. You know, they don't talk about secession here, but obviously that's something that I think you and I want to see, Matt.
Yep.
And a lot of people want to see that. In fact, there's actually a bill that has been filed. We are still waiting on it being assigned a bill number, but it's what's called a CACR, or a concurrent or constitutional amendment concurrent resolution, as they call it here. And that will allow, if the Senate and the State House pass it with 60%, over 60% to vote for it, then it goes on the bill or the ballot in 2022, and then the people of New Hampshire then have the chance to vote on whether or not to leave the United States.
Which I doubt anybody would. I doubt too many people, like the citizenry, would vote for that.
I don't know, man. I think they might.
I think it'd be great just to see. I think it would be an eye-opener for them to see it.
Yeah.
On the, you know, it's like, that's even an option.
That's the thing, yeah. That's the whole point behind this, is to get the conversation started, is to get people talking about it, and then do it again in 2 years, and then do it again in 2 years. But you know, there's some interesting studies that have been done that show Americans are, by and large, sick and tired of this stuff.
Yeah, but people are still addicted to it. You know, we go through public school and we get 50 nifty United States and
the propaganda
colony. You know, we hear that stuff as kids, and it's like it's
and
ingrained.
The national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh my, the pledge. Just stand up and sit down and, you know, abide by the edicts of our church. You know, and it's horrible. People don't even realize that they're religionizing this.
No, you're right. And it takes a lot to break somebody out of a cult.
Yep, it
does. And that's ultimately what we're talking about doing here. So finally, there's just the last paragraph here in this story about New Hampshire. Again, they're just sort of highlighting some of the ups and some of the downs, where New Hampshire needs work and where it excels. Because New Hampshire has only charitable gambling, it scores well below average in the gambling freedom category. Its ranking should improve because of 2020 legalization of sports betting, however, here in New Hampshire. But again, that wasn't included. 2020 numbers are not factored in to the 2021. So we got to get to 2022 before 2020 will be factored in, and 2023 before 2021. So there's a two-year delay. Anyway, cannabis freedom is above average, helped by the 2017 decriminalization law, but dragged down by an inability to fully legalize cannabis. Alcohol freedom is about average. The state monopolizes liquor retail and wine wholesale, but the effective tax rate is extremely low. Wine, but not spirits, is in grocery stores. It is one of the two best states in the country for gun rights. The constitutional carry bill enacted in 2017 helped with that. New Hampshire has neither a seatbelt law nor a motorcycle helmet law, which of course are two big winners. A lot of people like to point to those. They don't even mention
New Hampshire does have a seatbelt law, though, for kids,
children,
right? If you're a kid, you're in the back seat, you have to wear a seatbelt or something.
And they don't even mention the fact that New Hampshire has no income tax, but we don't. And there's no sales tax here. So, like, there's a whole list of really
cool things. There's no estate tax either.
Yep, there's a whole bunch of cool things about New Hampshire. And you can, again, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. And really, if you care about freedom, start making a plan to get up here as soon as you possibly can and help us with this. So they have recommendations, policy recommendations for New Hampshire. What do they need to do, according to Cato and Freedom in the 50 States? Fiscal category. Local governments need to get a handle on school spending and taxes. That's a fact.
Totally.
If you look at the tax bill right now, it's like 60 to 70% of the tax bill. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
If schools were completely marketized, if government got out of schools, tax bills would be slashed.
I've said it for a long time, and I've said it to teachers before who've never even heard this type of thinking. I'm like, what would we do without our public schools? I say, they'd be the same schools. You can keep the same building. You can keep the same employees. We just sell it to you for $1. Yeah. And you guys can administrate it. You're the teachers. You're the ones who know best.
They run it better.
Why do we need all this bloat in there? And they're like, well, yeah, but what about curriculum? Well, curriculum will no longer be dictated by you.
Or the feds.
And if you want to earn my dollars, if you want me to spend $10,000 a year with you to send my kids to your school, you're going to give me a curriculum that I want to see. I want to see logic and rhetoric. I want to see the seven liberal arts and sciences taught at school. And if you start there, you'd be turning me on to send me your money for sure. And after a while, the teacher started looking at you like, wow,
that's actually smart.
That's actually not very crazy. Can we do it?
State government may be able to help by moving town meetings and local elections to coincide with state elections, boosting turnout and diluting their political power of insiders. Regulatory? Pass a right-to-work law that's consistent with free association, as described in the text. And finally, personal? Legalize more forms of private gambling that pay out at a higher ratio than the state lottery, and therefore, even for anti-gambling advocates, should be considered less exploitative. So those are some simple recommendations. I would go further. They're obviously very, very basic. They need to abolish all forms of licensing.
Absolutely.
Right off the gate. Now, New Hampshire isn't the worst state. It's kind of, from what I hear, like mid-pack or maybe a little better on licensing. Like, we don't license a whole lot of things in New Hampshire. But, like, for instance, you can be a contractor with no license in New Hampshire.
Can you? But you can't be a hairdresser without a license.
Correct. It's ridiculous. So abolish all licensing, and that includes medical. Right?
Absolutely.
Right now, it's more important than ever to have a place where people who are getting fired left and right from the medical establishments out there. If New Hampshire could lead the way in that and say, all right, you don't need a license to be a doctor anymore. You don't need a license to be a nurse. You can still get a certification. You can still go to all these independent places and get certifications to be nurses and whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you want, if you just want to open up shop and hang out your shingle, and if people want to come to you, they should be free to do
that. Absolutely. And you know what? There's a whole bunch of people who wouldn't go anywhere near a shop like that. But there might be a few. And if that person turns out that they're hurting people and killing people or misdiagnosing people and they're dying of the cancer that they said they didn't have, then we're probably not going to put a whole lot of stock in that doctor and not go to them anymore, and they'll soon cease to be a doctor.
Let's let the market decide on these things. Of course,
easy.
Ending all prohibitions. They talk about gambling here. They suggest, you know, legalization of cannabis. But actually, what I think would be best is if we saw complete decrim of all drugs. Now, we're seeing Oregon State is experimenting with this on a personal level. And they are going to be doing that. They started in February of this year, so it hasn't quite been a year yet that they've done that. But that's unprecedented. It's never happened in the United States. It has, however, happened in Portugal for almost the last 20 years, and it's been a tremendous success. So there's no doubt that this is the right direction to go in for harm reduction, as we discussed earlier with Sarah, and for personal freedom as well. So let's see full decriminalization, not just of personal amounts, but of sales, of growing, of manufacturing, of distribution, of possession, all of that stuff. Shouldn't be a crime. Just let people, if you want to sell in your store, you should be able to sell it. And you shouldn't have to have a license. You shouldn't have to jump through hoops.
You shouldn't have to pay giant taxes on the sale of it. You know, when you, like out in Seattle, I have to go to Seattle often for work, and of course I'm going to go to the pot shots just to check them out. So I want to see what that looks
like. You've
never been? I know they haven't done a mass now, but I try to do my best to stay out of Massachusetts, but I have to go to Seattle sometimes, and they have the pot shops out there, and I bought like one of those little vape cartridges. I'm not really into drugs. I generally don't like drugs as a rule, but weed I'm a little soft on. The tax is 32%.
It's crazy.
32%. So it's clearly a money making operation for the state. If we can get rid of that and just make it, you know, legalized nature kind of philosophy, that would be huge.
So there's a lot to do, but with your help, we can make it happen. If you're a freedom lover, you really ought to check out the Free State Project. Or if you're not a joiner, just get on up here and get active in whatever areas you think is the most important. There's more on the way here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, open phones. If you want to join the show, you can do that. And you can bring up anything you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. I did promise the top five and the bottom five. We didn't get to that yet. In the Freedom in the 50 States study. So that's coming up here. And again, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, you've got Ian
and Matt.
So here it is from freedominthe50states.org. We got into the details on why New Hampshire is number one, Florida at number two in the study. Now, they're saying plus or minus zero, which is strange because last year New Hampshire was number two, I think, and Florida was number one. So Florida should be minus one and New Hampshire should be plus one. But, like, next to the names of the states, they have, like, a plus number or a minus number. Nevada at number three, Tennessee at number four, and South Dakota at number five. Whereas we go down to, oh, by the way, Texas. The supposed free state of Texas?
31.
No, it's 21.
21?
So it's in the top half, but not impressive.
Don't mess with Texas.
Like jump all the way down to the bottom of the list. Bottom five, number 46, Oregon. Down six spots from last year.
What a shame.
Number 47, New Jersey. Actually, the bottom part of the list here says there hasn't been any change for the bottom four. New Jersey at number 47, California. At number 48, Hawaii at number 49, and number 50, still number 50.
Unbelievable.
Good old New York.
How sad. How sad.
Your former stomping grounds.
My former, and the land of my, where my heart belongs. I love New York. I love New York. You see, it's basically,
you're from upstate, by the way.
I'm from upstate. It's population centers that are literally enslaving the rest of their states.
Yep.
Oregon is nothing like Portland. Washington is nothing like Seattle. Northern California can't stand being in California.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, Austin, Dallas,
you name it,
Houston, they have absolute control over the rest of the state. And that's a tragedy. You have city people enslaving country people.
by the way, I pulled up the personal freedom rankings here because that alone is an unusual category. Like, there's a bunch of studies of economic freedom all around the planet. The Fraser Institute does them. There's one called freetheworld.org. They do one. There's probably more that I can't think of right now. But there aren't a whole lot of places, a lot of organizations that look at personal freedom. New Hampshire ranks number 2 on the personal freedom list. Nevada is number 1. So when you just look at personal freedoms, New Hampshire at number 2. But down at the bottom of the list, I was curious to see, because I know Texas was number 50 last year. So I wanted to see how Texas, because, you know, there's all these people that say, Texas, free state of Texas, move to Texas. No, no. If you care about personal freedoms, Texas is actually, well, now, the 49th most free state. It has been beaten in worseness by New York. New York now, number 50. So it wasn't... New York wasn't number 50 last year, but Texas has moved up one on the charts, apparently, from number 50 to number 49.
That's crazy.
So Texas is still garbage as far as personal freedom is concerned. If you care about liberty, you got to get to New Hampshire. All right, so in other news, social distancing has been found to not work. Surprise!
What? No. Stop.
Studyfinds.org.
But science.
Yeah.
Ian.
Well, some other science says that
science.
The 6-foot rule isn't doing anything to keep people healthy from the University of Cambridge.
Wait till they teach you about the masks.
They said that, well, they've already shown that that's BS,
I
right?
Know.
They said this rule of 6 feet doesn't protect against catching COVID-19, even outdoors. The team calls the social distancing rule an arbitrary measurement. Shocking that you would get an arbitrary rule from governments. It's almost like somebody just picked a number out of their butt and just decided, okay.
Here's your law.
Let's see here. They call the distance arbitrary regarding the absence of masks. It could have been set anywhere between 3 to 10 feet, depending on the risk tolerance of the local public health authority putting out the mandate. Infected individuals spread the virus through coughing, speaking, and even breathing. People expel larger droplets that eventually settle on surfaces or break into smaller aerosols that might float through the air. The study used computer modeling to qualify how these infectious particles travel, and results show coughs vary wildly where it comes to expelling the particles. Scientists say the findings of the physics of fluids underline the continued importance of their propaganda, of course, vaccination and blah, 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 masks, etc. So, of course, they're not going to come to the conclusion that, you know, let's just throw the rules out. They still want to have all kinds of government mandates and all that, but...
Absolutely senseless.
Even though the vaccinations are proven to not actually stop the spread of COVID... And now they're saying this new Omicron variant is actually vaccine resistant, but nonetheless...
And actually not very dangerous is what they're also saying.
Oh, they're making it sound that way, though.
The actual data about it says it's not real. It's not as bad as the original as far as actual... The sickness you get isn't actually as bad.
But they're cranking the fear.
That, of course.
They're cranking it up. Now Germany with a unvaccinated lockdown. Nationwide, that just started, apparently. And CDC, according to the Wall Street Journal, is now telling everyone over 18 they should get a booster due to the Omicron variant, even though the Omicron variant is resistant to vaccines. That's what they're saying.
They're lunatics.
And at the same time, here's a real doozy from the UK. I had this clip from Sajid Javid, from the Health and Social Care Secretary in the UK Parliament.
JCVI published its advice in the last hour. First, it advised that the minimum dose interval for booster jabs should be halved from 6 months to 3 months.
You knew that was coming, right?
Yeah, of course.
So instead of every 6 months them telling you you need to get a jab, now they're saying it's every 3 months. Now 4 times a year, they're saying you need to inject this experimental medication because, well, it actually doesn't work as well as they thought it did. They used to say it was 95% effective. Now they're saying it's like less than 45% effective, and it's just getting less and less effective. And so now the longer it goes, the less effective it is. So you just got to keep on jacking yourself up on this stuff.
Which we should have known this was coming because those the vaccine proof cards, you know, your mm-hmm. you know your the ones that allow you to travel if you've got the right numbers filled in there. There's a vaccine, and then there's the second booster is what everybody was getting.
The second or the first?
There's like, you know, everybody got the first one, and then they got the second one. It came in two parts, right? And you had to get them a certain amount of time.
That was fully vaccinated.
That was fully vaccinated
originally.
Now it's
different.
However, even though that was going to be fully vaccinated back then, those CDC cards also had like eight more blank spots underneath.
Really?
Right out of the gate, they had eight more blanks. So they knew what they were doing when they were doing this. This has nothing to do with public health and everything to do with about control. And it may
and
have
money.
Some other
and
money. And there may be some other things going on too. When you have like the world's foremost eugenicists pushing and, you know, depopulationists.
You mean like Bill Gates?
Bill Gates. When they're pushing this thing like crazy, and the original tests on the, what was it, ferrets? The ferrets they tested it on were unable to form placentas.
Really?
Yeah. And they were just losing entire litters of kits. That says to me it's probably, there may be something else going on here other than just, you know, money.
Speaking of money, though, you know the Pfizer and other pharmaceutical executives hearing that now the UK government is going to start demanding people get boosters twice as often. That just means Ching. Twice the revenue, Ching. Baby.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is they're getting paid in money that's more and more worthless. Why do they want to get paid in money that's more and more worthless?
Well, I mean, it's not going to go into hyperinflation tomorrow. Probably.
Probably.
And who knows? Maybe they're buying Bitcoin with it.
Oh, God, I hope not. I hope those suckers aren't touching cryptocurrency. They don't deserve to have a future fortune.
A quick quote here from our friend Nobody, who is sadly not allowed to host the show due to ridiculous bail conditions, but Bonnie's been putting together Nobody quotes of the day from the past. quote, the Republicans also favor bigger government, so why is a big Democrat-run government worse than a big Republican government? There is no difference between these two.
Not really, but leftists throughout history have proven to be absolutely more effective at being openly violent towards their populations. The Stalinists, the Stalin regime was absolutely garish. The Hitler regime was absolutely garish. The Maoist
was
regime.
Was he a leftist?
Sure. He's a socialist. National socialism. I mean, everything was for the greater good. The Maoists, what do they call that? They murdered like 65 million of their own people. So all the right wing has to show for horrors was one nightmare psychopath in South America dropping communists out of helicopters.
After time tonight. See you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.